Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Crypto Sparta podcast. We got kind of a lot of news, but in the midst of
a lot has happened since we last spoke. Crypto is going downhill so far.
But isn't everything, you know,
stock market has gone down, like Netflix is looking like a shit coin, like everything is, you know, especially with the Fed tightening and, we printed so much money, things are starting to catch up with us. And it's definitely hit a lot harder for alts, but also for ETH and Bitcoin. Bitcoin is kind of, the past 7 days have dropped down from 40 to now it's at like 38,000.
It's been like a slow crawl down, though.
Yeah, crypto Twitter is just like a bunch of lawlessness, and just like you're in the wild, wild west.
Well, some people are saying like down immediately, like let's just flush it out, and some people are like, it's going to be a year of this. Like it's going to go down to 30, and your hopes are slowly going to be.
Arthur Hayes saying 28, like, this past month was at 47 and then now it's at 38, 37. So maybe there's another 10K drop this month in May for Bitcoin. And then ETH as well. It was at like 3,500 and then it dropped. It's now at, it was at 27 and then there's like a small bounce back. And, just as ETH is going down, like the alt or the L1s, the alts, the high blue chip crypto, they have been going down a lot too. Like Solana's at 90, Luna was at 120, it's at 80. AVAX is now at 58.
We can like get into now, like, this week, Phantom and Solana both had some problems.
Well, yeah. So in addition to, market pressures of, just ETH going down, Phantom had more stuff where this guy, Roosh, this whale, had, 58 million on chain.
And it was locked.
Okay, so Roosh deposits 50 million, used to be 90 million, in FTM Scream, and then he borrowed against it. Then he bought a lot of Solid in Deuce and locks them for 4 years, becoming completely illiquid. Market dumps, and he's about to get liquidated for 50 million, bringing down the entire network. And so he was at like, the health factor was at 1 or like 1.01, or at 1 he gets liquidated. So he had to borrow money from Dr. Liquid to bridge him a loan, like 2 million just to pay off the loan. And then so his health ratio is still at like 1.02, and he has borrowed $37 million in stables against his $51 million in FTM. That is illiquid. He cannot deleverage at this health ratio without getting liquidated either. And then he first started getting liquidated. Like it happened. He had like a 1.0, and I think Phantom was at like 1.1 or at a dollar. And now.
Oh, that's when it was?
And then it started dipping to 80%. Starting from Friday, and then this weekend they dimmed to 70%. So 11 million Phantom sold, 48 Phantom still used for collateral for remaining 30 million in loans. This was the crash from 85 to 79 cents. Inhaling this massive liquidation, the network is currently congested with gas at 30,000 Gwei. Rebound to 82, preventing the remaining pile from liquidations for now. So it seems like it's kind of paused where, Phantom now is up. If you actually bought the bottom, I think the bottom was like at 69 cents. And now it's up 20% from, so it's at 80%, 80 cents now. So I don't think he got totally liquidated, but the network is congested. And that's crazy that just one person caused, you know, this 40% drop.
And like, while we're jumping around on our list, we might as well just jump ahead to, speaking of degenerates, shout out Bill Huang in jail.
Yeah, he got caught. U.S. government announced that they arrested him. And, you know, their brief is kind of crazy.
Tiger Capital. He was, lying about his assets to take on more loans to keep leveraging up.
So he could take loans against what he had. So he kept on lying about what he had so he could take out more loans. But he also manipulated the market.
He told multiple people, I have this one thing. But they didn't realize that they were all loaning him money off of the one thing. So he's like, I have one gold bar. But he told 20 people to like lend him a gold bar's worth of a gold bar.
Well, his thing was like saying that, you know, I have this company to invest in that's like a sure winner, basically. And then we were just watching a video earlier where it's like his strategy was like, find fundamental companies, then leverage to the tits. And so like
15x leveraged on billions, but he started at a few million,
2 million to 10 billion. And then it went down to 1.5 billion to more than 35 billion. And then he borrowed 10 billion and then it went to 160 billion. So
this is kind of, we were talking about
the idea. But it's market manipulation.
If you can do it once, you can do it again.
The reason why he was winning so much on leverage, because he was manipulating the market too. So that's how he was winning. Because like the chances of you hitting like that is like multiple times is suspicious. A little suspicious. A little stitious.
But I mean, he's going to get other people to lend him money.
Well, he's in jail now.
I guess. Ooh.
It's hard to get. But I mean, he's like a degenerate, you know, gambler. Grew up in Las Vegas. He's been caught. I mean, he's been, you know, this is not his first crime. He's been committing. He's been crossing the edge for a while, but, you know.
It's funny that we're running through the topics, but, I mean, we're talking about, like, Vegas gambling, crime, and I think it's, like, talking about people moving to Chadjalina.
Crypto. That's the vibe it's of crypto right scammy. Now. It's very scammy. Like, Zach XBT is on. This is where he earns his bucks, just calling out all the scams. Like Mayweather is just creating NFTs.
He got suspended.
I think he's back on.
No, and Kobe was like,
"Yeah, so, get your rugs in now." He's not looking.
For people who don't know, Zach XBT basically
he's a sleuth.
He like pursues on like the blockchain, like what's actually happening. He kind of exposed Rhea, which is like Chadjalina, where Rhea is like a e-girl influencer crypto chick. And then he was like tracking how she dumped on their like meme coin.
Yeah, he tracks a lot of people who are crypto influencers. He released like an Excel spreadsheet of everyone's like paid, you know,
promotions. How much for a shill?
How much for a shill? And it's pretty obvious, like, these people shilling and then dumping. And you can just, you know, time the tweets.
But I think this kind of, like, brings it to Chadjalina, who was, like Irene Zhao, where it's, like...
She was an e-girl, like that girl who was, like, semi-to BTC. But it ended up, she was just a model.
And then it was run by
some dude.
Some promotional company. You've been sitting for a dude.
So there's all these memes now.
Web 2.3 versus Web 3.
Yeah, Web 2 is just a guy at his computer, like
playing Hearthstone or whatever.
You know, Web 3 is just
him faking as like a model,
Chadjalina. And how this like whole happened? I guess like, you know, there was an out. They had some disagreement with the company, so she like came clean, and now she's trying to do it on her own, and that's how it kind of unraveled. But, you know, that just like pulls the memes, like, don't trust. If there's an Asian
e-girl
asking you about your crypto knowledge.
How's your trade going?
Yeah, that's a dude.
That's a dude.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're just running through it, but like, this is kind of a good pace. And we're just going to move into NFTs because like, it honestly was kind of the big news of the week. The Bored Ape, the Gas Wars, the Other Side, the Other Deeds, the Coda. I mean, where to start? It was like...
Should we start with the BAYC since that was the most recent? So yesterday, there was a launch for Other Side, which was like kind of like their VR or like their Decentraland, like, you know, selling plots of land to Bored Ape holders and people who hold ApeCoin. That they could buy, and it just was a bad launch, and you know, a lot of bugs, you know, triggered a gas war. There was a lot of hype.
There was like over 100 million, and to understand, like, I kind of wanted to deep dive into it for a second because Brian hadn't heard about what happened, but it was like there were 54,000 people that KYC'd. So the issue was, why is Yuga Labs making people KYC? It's kind of basically making yourself dox yourself or say who you are as a person. But these were the people who were allowed to buy land in their metaverse. And then the metaverse isn't out, but these are deeds to the property, just like actual, you know, deeds in reality.
Yeah.
But the thing was, what they said was that there's like, or maybe it was 55,000 people tried to get on, but only 54,000 plots were available. So people were trying to rush through the door, and then that's when
two people minted.
And then that's
not that many people were able to mint.
The engineers, basically, like the way that the Ethereum network works, it's almost like Uber, where they're like, there's a lot of traffic, like, you got to pay me more for this transaction to go through. So people were paying 2 Ethereum to mint these things for like 5 Ethereum or something.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it's still kind of worth it, but the thing was, so many people wasted money on failed transactions that it totaled to like $135 million of wasted burnt
ETH. And it wasn't just like Bored Ape Yacht holder or BAYC or MAYC holders. It was like just people who held like...
Or like just trying to do anything or any...
So people like, you know...
It like fucked the whole network.
They bet big on like, you know, trying to own a Bored Ape or, you know, a Mutant Ape. Just to get it, KYC, just to, like, have a chance to buy the land. But they, like, burnt through. They didn't have enough money for the gas. And then, yeah, so everyone was complaining. I think very few people actually, like, minted.
And some people, like, minted a ton. I mean, it's really complicated stuff. And now there's, like, CODAs coming out where if you got, like, a CODA on your land, it's going to be, like, a new raffle and, like, they're just like exposing that it's kind of gambling mechanisms, and even a team with billions, literally billions of dollars at their disposal, or at least that's their valuation is $5 billion, and they can raise funds at the snap of a finger, and so, still they screwed it up.
Yeah, so this like triggered like, you know, the debate of whether they should have had their own subnet or, you know, their own chain.
It's an interesting
to do it. And like Kobe, you know, he wrote a Substack article. Like ApeCoin is a top 25 coin now in market cap on like CoinGecko. So it's like a lot of TVL. And so, you know, Kobe was like, they should swap being an ERC token and just fork ETH with rails off like OG BNB. Their community is too powerful. They can clone Maker, Aave, Uniswap, $8, pay gas fees, and $8.85 will defeat DeFi if they take the strategic step. So, I mean, like, and a lot of people saying, like, as long as there's ZK rollups, you know, it can handle it. I don't even know it. I mean, how many ZK rollups? It sounds like a fruit rollup.
It's going to be real weird because, I mean, as we talked about with Phantom and Solana, the way that things are going.
We didn't even talk about Solana, how it just broke down.
And it was down for 7 hours. And I mean,
It just failed.
It affects like decentralized finance that are like minute to minute, you know, the contracts that run on Solana. Imagine you're like doing a phantom trade. You have this much money on Solana and it's down for 7 hours. Like, are you kidding me? How can you be like,
what if you want to get out? Like
the way that like actual banks and trading works are like hyper, you know, people sandwich trade like every nanosecond or whatever. That's why people try to go closer to where the internet starts. Like you can just, I don't know. It blows my mind that Solana was down, but apparently this is like an interesting development. It's because also NFTs on their network are slowing things down. And I saw people saying, look, right now they're working out the scalability for NFTs, but in the future, NFTs are simply better technology. So we can move to now like Artifact and ENS. And I mean, Brian can explain Artifact for a bit and then I'll get into the ENS stuff and then we'll hit the shills because like, it's just Artifact is like, it's an interesting crossover, I think.
Well, yeah, because it's like a little bit of mainstream, like it's like a project that's, you know, up and comer, but they actually got bought by a big corporation, which is Nike. So there's a lot of, you know, collaboration. You know, one of the few strategic, you know, acquisitions. And so they have like these Artifact, you know, vials. And they actually like got released and they hatched, similar to like, you know, a vial for the serum for Mew and Ape Yacht Club. And it basically got like different versions of like this dunk or like Nike dunk. And, you know, that like is a rarity. You know, there's different rarities, but it's like a Nike shoe that the, you know, it's a high value like NFT to hold. Like it's basically like Artifacts is the people who make CloneX. And so, you know, they got the Nike crypto kicks basically, which is what they airdropped. And so, yeah, digital sneakers with DNA. Every sneaker comes with a unique skin vial. So we'll see what it comes out. I mean, it comes with the vial, the DNA, and then people have been you know, with their CloneX to see what happens. But, you know, they're just slowly rolling out. I think it's like one of the more successful NFT projects besides Bored Ape Yacht Club.
Something high profile. The other thing that was like really sweeping at the last couple weeks that I kind of got involved in was ENS, which is Ethereum naming service. And there's been like a rush of people. It's like .com names, but the interesting thing is that you have added utility where you can send funds and then this can tie in with your wallet and also show off your NFTs. So it's like a website and then it's also like shortening your address. It's kind of like Bitly. And I've been trying to wrap my head around all the things it can do. And if you go into the stuff, there's a, I think, I don't know if it's Daniel Got Hits or like Daniel Got Tits. It's not me. But there's one guy, he's an OG that they have like, so now three-digit ENSs, three-digit 214, 412, all of those, the minimum is 14 Ethereum.
So
or it's like almost at 15.
Yeah. So explain like each number is a letter or like.
No, the thing is Ethereum, the .eth, it's like a .com.
Yeah.
But it can tie to your wallet and they're adding more utilities where they're going to add it to your like,
but
it'd be like your digital identity.
Yeah, I know. I get that where it's like on the blockchain, like your wallet is now Sifu.eth. Like that's how I know that Sifu is like transacting. But like making like these domains, like your number, four digit combinations.
So now the Bored Apes, they want
are to letters.
They want, right? They want their four digit. And then the thing is, this is one of the more, the development that's going on. And it's like by, is it Brantley Milligan?
I don't know.
There's that one guy that like, he's super religious. Yeah, and he was against gay stuff.
Yeah. And that he like,
and he got kicked out. He got canceled.
Yeah, but they tried to get him out.
they're still, they keep building. And so then the thing is, like, I have .com domains, and I looked it up the other day. I think that there's 143 million. I could be wrong, but it was something around there. 143 million domains,
right?
Listed in .coms. But .eth.
But there's a limit to 4 digits and 3 digits, right?
Yeah, they're all gone. They're already taken. Yeah. And then the thing is, people, what you can do with these .eth ENSs is that you can all lead them to a certain wallet. So I have DanielProyce.eth. I have Proyce.eth. I have CryptoMemes.eth.
But those are more than... I have
CryptoSparta.eth.
Four digits, right?
No, it doesn't matter about the digits. But I'm saying I have all these ENS addresses that I can direct to my wallet.
Yeah.
And then the 4 digits, the main thing is people are saying that you want the 4-digit to pair with your Bored Ape or with your specialty NFT. And you have all the numbers and all the .eths that flow to you.
I still don't get how the 4-digit numbers relate to the letters. Like if I do like 4132.
It has to deal with the fact that like all of these are going to be like digital ID properties that are numbers in .eth. And so I'm like, dude, Brian, pay my wallet. And he's like, oh, what's your .eth? And I'm like, DanielProyce.eth.
Yeah.
But now it's like, oh, what's your .eth? And I'm like, yo, I'm BoredApe6535. I think that was my old Pudgy Penguin. But you're like, so you can pay me.
So 6535 would be your .eth.
It's like, and then you can lead all your .eths to the same wallet. And then it's all anonymous, but digital ID. And then you can connect it to your NFT wallet. So you can be like, I'm 4353 and my Bored Ape is 4353. And we just bought dinner. So send me some ETH to 4353. Or you can find my like long ass Ethereum address, you know, or you can use my name. And then it's like the advent of I'm into domains, domain names. .coms. If people aren't into domains, understand how it's like an actual business. The people that make money off of it. And so one of the big ones that I saw was recently someone sold cryptofelon.com for 10 Bitcoin. It took him over a year and a half with the same person going back and forth. 150,000. No. The person didn't want to sell in Bitcoin. They first offered 15,000 and the guy said 10 Bitcoin. And the guy kept moving up. And then eventually, now that Bitcoin price is down, yeah, for like what, 300 and something thousand last week?
Yeah, 380,000 right now.
Hey, well, he got his 10 Bitcoin.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know.
These ENSs, but the thing is, you're betting on the Ethereum ecosystem. But
I was, you look at the Daniel other
ecosystems, I mean, so
long. But you're betting on combinations, right? So it's like basically like which one, you don't know which one's going to hit.
No, so, but the thing is, there's a floor for the 3 and 4 digit ENSs. So 4 digits are now at like 1.4.
So if like, you know, if like for Asian cultures, right? Like
888.
Is a lucky number. So 888, that's probably gonna be worth a lot.
But it's like, worth a lot more. Yeah.
So yeah, so if you don't have like those like big ones, like people are guessing like which combinations are gonna hit. Like this guy.
No, you just need to do, it's all 4-digit ENSs, and now there's the 10K club and the 3K club. And they're the people who are early to ENS. And the people really early got airdropped like 10, 20,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was late to that, but I have some ENSs. But I mean, it's blowing up. And now, if you look at the curve of the amount of ENSs being registered, it's just shooting up.
Well, all because people want a piece.
That's true.
4 digits, 3 digits. I feel like the number of domains are basically 4-digit and 3-digit.
Well, they were saying 5-digit is error codes. And then you do phone numbers. And if you do famous people's names or businesses, someone sold
5 digits is not area codes.
5-digit area codes. No, like zip codes.
Oh, zip codes.
Yeah, zip codes.
Yeah, zip codes.
Somebody sold Coca-Cola.eth for like,
well, there was that story that guy had NBA.eth and he gave it away for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like
I think this dovetails. Let's just go straight to the shills, and I'm like, I'm bullish on ENSs or digital identity. Like the idea being that NFTs, coins, and private wallets are going to be very important. And ENSs, I would say it's actually not that expensive, and I'm so pissed because I had a 4-digit ENS. The registration is like point.
It's hard to shoot.
It's though, not a right? crazy like, amount of
you would
Ethereum.
Have to just make like
no,
yeah, you
it
would
was
have
obvious.
Your name.
People were hyping about it, and all of the 4-digit ENSs were getting bought up. And it's like now, so I'll give you some alpha. My dad bought some 4-letter ENSs. Those 4-letter ENSs?
Yeah, that's what this guy did, Crypto Fundamentals. He's like, mint the 4-digit, so then I minted 4 of the top 20 global law firms.
Yep.
Large Chinese banks, prestigious departments at Ivy League universities, and many larger corporations that were available. So it's like time will tell if it pays off. So you're basically betting on, you know, someone wants this.
But this is the
for their name
thing.
Brand. It's branding.
Basically. I'm trying to say, though, that, like, actually, we all need to take a deeper dive, you valued listener and us, because they were talking about how they keep adding utility and building on top of it. And they were talking about subdomains and how in the future, this is, like, what we'll be looking up and we'll be interacting with these .eths. With our private wallets, and these will be our anonymous future selves. So instead of like the government barcodes, these will be our anonymous barcodes. And so in the future, if everybody's using an ENS to pay each other because it's anonymous and then it's through your private wallet, and then it also holds your NFTs, and then you can link all your ENSs together. With your NFTs.
Doesn't that just pose more...
I mean, the idea
gives
that
you open for hacks.
No,
like
you're supposed to
hack.
Be anonymous. You're supposed to be anonymous.
Well, if everything is linked to everything, it's just like passwords, right?
Well,
like,
you, if you're being safe, you have a VPN and no one's hacking you. And then,
yeah, who has a VPN? I mean, who...
I have a
like,
VPN.
I mean, the normal, like, a normie
no,
crypto.
In the future, people will have VPNs and people use cold wallets. I don't use cold wallets.
I don't use cold wallets.
Yeah, either. Some people think that we're stupid.
I don't have a VPN. I mean, I don't have a separate laptop.
That's
my
the whole
crypto.
Thing. But in the future, you know, this stuff is important. Or if you're super yeah. paranoid or if you're like really into security.
Yeah, I just think the regular normie isn't going to go through that much.
No, but in the future, I think
like
a lot of people will.
Or like, you know,
no, and I
ropes.
Think that this is like what people are saying is that this is going to be the future.
Yeah, yeah.
And so already, and you know, the weird thing that I've learned is some people live in the future. And some people live in the past, and it's like, for some people, it might be important.
Yeah.
And then for some people, they're not even going to understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But bullish on ENS.
So my show is very simple. It's, I think it's Phantom, just because you know that.
Juicy dip.
You know that the dip is just because of that one person. Like, nothing has really fundamentally changed. I think... Like, there's funny with Andrew Cronier recently did an interview where he showed his face. He looked at like he put on weight and he was like tired or whatnot. And then there was the meme, it was like six months into crypto. And it's like him, you know, when he's
younger and thinner,
you know,
and
the
more
face
healthy.
On like every single like VC, you know, attachment on this project. It has his face or like, you know, whatever. When you look at the founders, and then now he just looks defeated and like gain weight. But even in that video, I think he was kind of, it kind of reaffirmed the fact that he hasn't really built, like Phantom is its own chain. It's not really attached to him. Like he hasn't been really, you know, focus on the advancement of Phantom. He just builds projects on it. Like, it's, like, separate.
Well, and a lot of the building isn't him. And I don't
mean
to interrupt, but, like,
no.
The liquidation was, like, some other dude. And Phantom's known for DeFi and
volatility. Yeah, just some random DGEN billionaire.
So it's, like, just like realize that like it's funny where we're tadpoles in like a sea of whales.
Yeah.
And like they killed a whale.
Yeah.
They were hunting him and they got the white whale.
And he pushed the price. He wasn't paying attention. He didn't really care about it. And then, you know, when the hunter wants its prey, like it's got to eat or like wants to kill, go for it.
From the gentleman or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So, So Phantom, you like nothing has really changed. But it's just because of that one guy.
Tomb's a bit under the peg, by the way.
Just might got liquidated.
Harry Yee also got like his like levels got a bit tested, I think. The guy in front of Tomb, so.
Well, by
the whole ecosystem, all the ecosystem defunct.
got congested. Like the Gwei in general for the Phantom, I think Anoop's, and he's like pretty hardcore into Phantom, was like 5 Phantom, which is large.
For
that chain.
It's like a multiple of what it normally is.
Yeah. So I think Phantom might be a good dip to buy. I mean,
it already dipped.
AVAX.
I was thinking on the opposite side of like, I should have felt it in my bones when Bitcoin hit 69. I was like, that's a sell. Yeah.
But people are saying, is ApeCoin the top of NFTs? No.
No. Actually, I think it's the top. I think it's like, I think that there will be people that compete with Bored Ape. They dropped the ball. They lost like a lot of reputation. Seriously. They really hurt themselves.
Yeah. ApeCoin dropped like 30%.
Yeah.
It's like, it was at like 25. Now it's like 16.
Did it get down to 16? I saw it at 21. And I saw it go up to 25.
It's below 20.
Sure. Yeah. Still got a hell of a market cap.
It's at 16.
16. Wow.
So it went from 24 from on the 30th, and then it went down. See, it's like Urso, like sell the news, basically. Where it's like, if you are a holder on ApeCoin, you probably
people actually did get screwed, and then they have reason for the team being upset with them. Like they screwed up, and so I mean. ApeCoin, they did it to themselves, and then now there's Soul Bears, but they crashed Solana. But there's another, you know, ecosystem now of NFTs. It's going to be really confusing and complicated going forward. I think that it's like we're going to start getting into a little shuffle unless Ethereum can really reassert its dominance.
I think people are still waiting for
the merge.
2.0. Yeah, so the merge, right now it's pretty bleak. It kind of feels like there's a dark cloud over
crypto. I mean, over the whole world too. Well, we didn't get to the whole macro part, but there's like supposed to be famines, more inflation. I mean,
there's still a war going on.
A lot of problems, unemployment,
gas is still high.
Yeah, it's not really the best time in the world.
Yeah, but you know, in the bear markets, this is where champions are made, right?
I mean. The Brian buy of Phantom at 70. It's not quite 69. Nice. But no, it's 70 for Phantom.
And then it's already up so to 80.
Far off. Yeah. It's like $3 Phantom seemed like this is like awesome, but it like makes sense. Like $2 Phantom, $150 Phantom, but like 70 Phantom, I'm like, really? That's not. And then you factor in like, oh, this one dude literally.
Yeah.
That's how you can factor it in. Like it's like, and that's what actual people do that look on chain where they're like, let's kill this whale. Like, let's drop the price aggressively. Let's short the shit out of this.
For the institutions to buy.
There's so many degens on Phantom.
Yeah, that you could liquidate. It's a DeFi degen chain.
Yeah.
For sure. But that's our shills.
Yeah. Good week. Thank you for listening.
This is episode 43 of the Crypto Sparta podcast. It has been a year, basically, that we've been doing this. So thanks.
To another one.
To another great year. Hopefully the market rebounds, so we're more happier. But that's it.